Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Look over in Galatians chapter 1 at something the Apostle Paul said. He was talking about he didn't learn the gospel from people. He got it directly from God, and he was saying that what I'm saying is not just man's doctrine. I'm anointed by God to say this. He says the gospel was committed to my trust. And he said this in Galatians chapter 1 in verse 14. And he profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. And he goes on and talks about that. But he said that he was separated under the gospel from his mother's womb. Again, this is making the point that I'm making, that God has a purpose for you.
You don't just do your own thing
and then get saved and take your natural abilities and wherever you find yourself to be and offer it to God. No, God created you for a purpose. And Paul had some kind of a stirring on the inside of him that he was separated unto God, but he did it all his own way. He became a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He became a legalist. He became a person that was actually persecuting and killing Christians, thinking that he was doing God's service. He was trying to serve God, but he was certainly not doing it the way that God had created him to do. But God revealed himself to Paul, and immediately his life changed, and he began to be successful. And here we are 2,000 years later, benefiting from what God did through the Apostle Paul's life. If Paul would have missed his calling, it would have affected every person in here. Every one of you, we have a ripple effect. If you don't find out what God's purpose for your life is and fulfill it, it's not only going to affect you, but it's going to affect your family. It's going to affect the people that could have been touched by what you had to offer. There are some of you that have creative ideas, inventions, that could affect humanity if the Lord tarries for 100 years or 200 years and there's things that God has called you to do and you aren't doing it. You need to find out what God has called you to do. God's plan for your life is better than your plan for your life. I can promise you that. You will be more satisfied and more of a blessing if you'll find out what God has called you to do than if you just do your own thing and ask God to bless it. God's got a purpose. And that there's going to be a vacuum. There's going to be a hole if you don't fulfill the purpose that God made you for. This is not an isolated instance. The same thing was true with Moses. Moses was separated unto God from his mother's womb. He was raised. God had a purpose for him. Isaiah said the exact same thing about him. I forget the exact reference for that, but Isaiah talked about being separated unto God from his mother's womb. Look at these verses over in Jeremiah. These are verses that God used not only to speak to Jeremiah, but he used these for me. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, it says, Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is Jeremiah writing, verse 5, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Here again is the same thing. And remember, Romans chapter 2, verse 4, God is no respecter of persons. Maybe that's Romans 2, 11. It's right there somewhere. God is no respecter of persons. This isn't something that he only did for Moses and for Isaiah and for Paul and for Jeremiah, but it doesn't apply to Joe Blow Christian. Every one of us were separated and created and designed for a specific purpose. And you aren't going to reach your full potential and receive the satisfaction and be the blessing that God intended you to be until you quit being unwise and know what God's will for your life is. He said, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nation. God's calling on Jeremiah's life was established before he was born. Every one of you, before you were born, God had a purpose, a plan for your life. It doesn't automatically come to pass. He's not going to force it on you, but it's there. And if you would pursue him and seek him, God will reveal himself to you and show you and guide you into that plan. It isn't really hard. You know, let me just take as an example here, Jamie and me getting married. When I was raised in the Baptist church, I was told that salvation is the greatest thing that will ever happen in your life, which I agree with. And they said the second most important decision you'll ever make is who you get married to. It'll make or break you. And so you know what? I dated one or two girls when I was in high school. And then I said, this is for the birds. I said, this is weird. I don't like it. And I went to seeking the Lord. And the Lord gave me a couple of scriptures. Whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing. And then it says, no good thing will the Lord withhold from them who love him. I put those two scriptures together and I said, God, a wife is a good thing. And it says, no good thing will you withhold. And then I put that together with God brought Eve to Adam and Ruth to Boaz and Rachel to, or Rebekah to Isaac. And I saw how the Lord put people together and I said, that's it. I said, from now on, I'm not seeking a girl. I'm seeking you. And if you have a mate for me, you will put her in my path. And I said, and the Lord spoke to me this way. And he says, if you would just put me first and seek first the kingdom of God, I'll add everything else to you. And if it's my will for you to be married, I'm going to put that person in your path. And you would have to literally backslide on me to keep from getting married. And you know what? That's what I did. And for years, I didn't date while all of my friends were dating and stuff. I didn't do anything. I was seeking God and not being distracted. And I mean, I could spend an hour telling you, but God supernaturally put Jamie and me together. I mean, God put us together. We were engaged to be married before we ever held hands. And praise God, she's the best thing ever happened to me. You know, we've been through a lot of things, and I don't think there's another woman on the face of the earth that would have stuck with me through the things I put Jamie through. Well, she's a godsend. God supernaturally put us together. We were ordained to be together. And you know how that happened? Because I just saw, it's not that hard. God wants to do this. God's interested in everything. And in the same way as I saw that come to pass and God supernaturally put us together, you know what? God will supernaturally show you his will. He created you for a purpose. It's to his advantage to get you into the right spot and use you properly. This isn't something that's hard. It's just hard when we are overwhelmed with all of the things of this world and watching As the Stomach Turns on television and watching hatred and lying and stealing and murder for entertainment, amusement, and you get lulled into a stupor. Well, yeah, it's hard to hear God's voice then. But you know what? If you go to seeking with all of your heart, you will find God will show you what his purpose for your life is. He wants you to know. I promise you, brothers and sisters, I'm saying this in the name of the Lord. God wants to reveal himself to you, but it takes some seeking on our part. We have to pursue the things of God. So before Jeremiah was even formed in the belly, before he came forth out of his mother's womb, God had already called him, sanctified him, ordained him unto a purpose. And then he says in verse 6, then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I am a child. Behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. You know, let me just share this story with you, and I'll quit sometime. But like I told you, I was an introvert. I couldn't speak. And yet I tried for 2 years to minister. And every time I got up to minister, it was pitiful. It was embarrassing to me and to God and to everybody who was there. The very first sermons I ever held, I volunteered for a 3-day revival. And I memorized 3 sermons from a book. And I got so nervous, I preached all 3 of them in 5 minutes. I went through my whole repertoire. And if you thought the first night was bad, the second and third was even worse because I didn't have time to memorize. And it was just pitiful. And yet, I'd be so embarrassed. I'd say, God, I'll never do that again. I'd swear with an oath that I'd never stand up and minister in front of people again. And yet, it'd be like Jeremiah 20 verse 9 says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't forbear. I'd get up and try it again, and I'd make a fool of myself. And for 2 years, it was pitiful. It was just pitiful. Every time I got up, I would freeze in fear. And it was right after Jamie and I got married, and in about January or something of 1973, we got married October 27th of 72, and so it was somewhere around January of 73, they were having a layman's Sunday at our Baptist church, and they asked if I would preach the Sunday morning service. 400 people in the church, and I said yes. I have no idea why I said yes, but as soon as I said yes, I began to be terrified. And I mean, I was praying and seeking the Lord and begging and crying and pleading for God to speak to me and give me something to say, because I knew that a train wreck, I was headed for one. And anyway, during that period of time, this is right after Jamie and I got married, we were in a little one-bedroom apartment in Dallas, Texas. And I, you know, back then I could go lay down and I'd be asleep before my head hit the pillow. I could sleep through anything. And I just lay down and I was asleep. Well, I went to bed and I couldn't sleep. I was just wide awake. And that was unusual. So I was just wondering what's going on. And I mean, the presence of the Lord became really strong. And so Jamie was already asleep. And I got up and left our bedroom, went into this one little living room that we had. And I mean, the presence of God became so real that I just fell on my face and I laid there for a long time, afraid to open my eyes, because I knew that God was there.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK148 titled, What You Don't Know Limits God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
You know, I am so excited over the things that God has shown me. I'm trying to get this out to as many people as possible. Our programs now reach over 60 million households in the United States and over 160 million households outside of the United States. Over 200 million households around the world are now getting this program, and yet there are millions of households to go. I'm reaching as far as I possibly can, but I need you. If you are bearing witness, if this program is a blessing to you, and if you would like to see other people receive these truths, I ask you to please become a partner with us. Please call and join with us today.